That, of course, is from the show South Park. Last night, the makers of the cartoon satire missed their first deadline in the show's history. Trey Parker and Matt Stone work on a very tight schedule in an effort to keep the show's humor up to date. And when South Park Studios lost power earlier this week, their six-day creative process was interrupted. So the show's newest episode, Goth Kids 3, Dawn of the Posers, screeched to a halt. Darren Franich is a writer for Entertainment Weekly. He joins us from New York. Darren, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So the first time in 17 seasons, how did this happen?
It seems like it was an act of God, and I think that the writers realized that they had always been tempting fate in this way. But apparently on Tuesday evening, you know, about 24 hours before it was slated to go on the air, South Park Studios just lost power for 3 hours, which just means that because their operation is entirely located inside of that office, there was no way to edit, there was no sound. They posted lots of pictures of themselves inside of dark rooms. I mean, it seems like it was just sort of an act of God.
And why do they do things on such a tight schedule?
You know, they've always prided themselves on their ability to comment on things, you know, almost in real time. You know, somewhat famously, after the 2008 election, they used actual lines from President Obama's acceptance speech. You know, they very famously were able to comment on 9/11 literally a week after it happened. Mm. Whereas, you know, typically with animation, you know, shows are produced years in advance. And even with TV, with a typical TV show, it's usually, you know, the delay between production and when we see it is, you know, 2 months, 6 weeks, somewhere like that.
I remember an episode after the financial crisis when one of them tried to take some kitchen appliance back to the store that they bought it at and found out that they had to take it back to the bank and then the Federal Reserve and whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I think that's really why the show has managed to have the incredible sort of run that it has. It's just that you sort of know, in a similar way to Saturday Night Live, you just know that whatever it's going to be about, it'll be ripped straight from yesterday's headlines, you know?
Well, do other shows or other cartoons do that?
No, and this is why, you know, you look at a show like The Simpsons, which, you know, has certainly had a pretty awesome run as well, but very often an episode of The Simpsons will be produced over a year in advance. You know, this is why, you know, someone who's recording an episode of The Simpsons right now, we're not going to see that guest star until next season or even two seasons from now. The Simpsons obviously is also able to comment on what's in the ether, but it can't literally take something that happened in the last week the way that South Park can.
And how are fans reacting to what has happened this week?
You know, it seems as if everyone sort of understands. To me, the question is really, you know, if, you know, this having happened, if it'll just force them to kind of change their operation around a little bit. I mean, clearly South Park at this point is a Comedy Central institution, but it is just strange when, you know, you have all the operation inside of one place, so that if that loses power, then you just can't have an episode that week.
Darren Franich is a writer for Entertainment Weekly, talking with us about South Park, which had to, for the first time in 17 years, miss a deadline because of a power outage at the studio and not put the episode it had planned on the air. Darren, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
And Jeremy, you've revealed way too much. You were, of course, watching C-SPAN last night.
For part of the evening, yes.
Right?
Yes. I would have probably watched the new episode of South Park if it had been there, but oh well, next time. For now, just the latest on the debt ceiling and the government shutdown on C-SPAN. News is next, here and now.